What the Cluck, episode 62. Today we're going to talk all about pumpkins, guys. Hi there, and welcome to this episode of What the Cluck. I'm Maya from Frugal Chicken, and in this episode, we're going to talk all about pumpkins, and I think that this episode is really going to excite you. I'm really excited about it, because we're going to talk in depth about all things pumpkin, and it is almost the end of Halloween. I'm recording this on Halloween, actually. And this is the best time of the year to go out and score some cheap pumpkins or free pumpkins for your chickens. So specifically in this episode, what we're going to cover is how healthy pumpkins are for your chickens, how to safely feed pumpkins. There are a couple things that you do need to know about that. How to safely repurpose pumpkins, and how to locate pumpkins, free pumpkins, or cheap pumpkins for your chickens. And we'll go in depth on where to find them. And this is from my own personal experience, and where to go searching for them and how to ask for them. That is important. Okay. And then at the very end of the episode, we're going to talk about some awesome autumn coop sprays for your chicken coop that you can also use in your house, but I think you'll be super excited for them. Okay. Now, before we get started, this episode is sponsored by Manapro Poultry, and I've partnered with them for this episode because I think their products are some of the best on the market. Now, it is fall, so now is a time where you might be worried about making sure your chickens have enough nutrition over the winter, or you might be raising chickens to butcher once the weather turns cooler, and you should always wait until the weather turns cooler to do that, in my experience. So if you are raising chickens to butcher, or you're worried about whether your chickens will have the best diet over the winter, I really want to encourage you to look at Manapro's line of chicken feed. They have everything from the time that your chicken is a little itty bitty chick to the time where she is a full grown gorgeous layer. They have products that will meet every stage of your hen's development. So the next time that you are in a feed store and you're not sure what to go and grab, go ahead and check out Manapro's organic non-GMO layer feeds or their non-GMO organic crumbles for your chickens and for your growers. The grower crumbles are new this season, and you can be sure that your chickens are getting the best nutrition possible to help them be healthy and get through winter. Now you can visit Manapro at www.manapro.com. Now let's get on with our episode and let's get on to talking about pumpkins. I am really excited for this, guys. Okay. So the first thing you're probably wondering is, how healthy is pumpkin really? I mean, we all hear online that pumpkin is healthy and you should feed it to your chickens, but you know, what's really in it for your chickens, right? So the number one thing you should know is that pumpkin is full of all sorts of excellent nutrients and fiber for your chickens. It doesn't really have so many calories in it, so you definitely should only feed it as a treat or as a meal supplement. You definitely need to rely on a more nutritious and more, you know, substantial program than just pumpkins themselves. But as a treat or as a supplement to your feed program, you really can't go wrong with pumpkins, okay? They're full of vitamin A, which helps your chickens with their eyesight, and it can help their heart, their lungs, and their kidneys function properly. So it's definitely a nutrient you definitely do not want your chickens to be deficient in from the get-go. Now, the other thing about pumpkins is that they are very rich in carotenoids and beta-carotene. Beta-carotene is a carotenoid, actually, but I like to point it out separately. The reason this is so great is, again, it's another form of vitamin A, but the reason this is so great in particular for us as chicken owners is that we're always looking for those gorgeous yellow yolks, those gorgeous orange yolks in our eggs, right? That is sort of the sign that you're raising your chickens right, and you know, we all look for it. Well, carotenoids and beta carotene are specifically what help your chickens develop those orange yolks. And you always hear, you know, feed your calendula, and that's perfectly good advice. I give that advice, actually. So obviously it's good advice. It's advice I can stand behind, but it is the beta carotene and the carotenoids in it that actually help the yolks become yellow or orange yolks, develop that deep orange color. So if you have a bunch of pumpkins sitting around, you know, definitely go ahead and feed it to your chickens if orange yolks are why you're raising chickens, if it's a goal for you. Now, beta carotene also is an antioxidant. And I'm not going to get too deep into the science about this because I don't like to get too deep into the science about any of this stuff and bore you guys to death. But it might help prevent illness. Obviously, there's no guarantee of that. Now, obviously, I'm not a vet. So if you have any questions about this, you should definitely ask a vet. But based on my research, based on my experience, beta carotenes might help your chickens if they're predisposed to some illness or they've been exposed to some sort of illness, all right? Now, we've already touched a bit on this, and pumpkins are a great source of fiber. So, especially in winter when, you know, your chickens can't forage as well, there's not as much to eat, giving them something like pumpkin can help them feel fuller. It can help, you know, provide the fiber in their diet that they might otherwise not get. Now, if you're feeding a commercial feed, in all likelihood, they're getting as much fiber as they need. However, if you're relying heavily on foraging as part of your chicken's diet and you are only maybe supplementing a little with feed, then pumpkin can definitely fill in that gap that might be in their diet. And you definitely want that because over the winter, as there's not as much for them to forage, they might lose weight. They might, you know, burn calories more because they're trying to keep their energy up. They're trying to keep their body heat up. Pumpkin can go ahead and replace a lot of those lost calories. There's not a lot of calories in pumpkins, but the amount of fiber in it will help them have something to burn. Now, the other thing about pumpkin is that, at least in people, it can be a mood booster. And when it comes to chickens, obviously, we're not necessarily concerned about boosting their mood. But stay with me here for a little bit, and I'll get to the point of why I mention this. Pumpkins are loaded with tryptophan. And as we all know, tryptophan is the thing that, you know, after you eat turkey, you always want to take a nap. And they say that tryptophan is the reason for that. However, tryptophan has been shown to be important in producing serotonin. Now, this is important for a couple of reasons. One, having enough serotonin in their system can help them stay healthy. The other reason that this might be important is because as your chickens become stressed out, as you know, maybe their serotonin levels dip a little bit, this might lead to a drop in egg production. Obviously, this has not been tested, so this is conjecture largely on my part. However, you could make the case for the fact that, you know, if you feed the pumpkin, which has tryptophan in it, which, you know, could help produce serotonin, your chickens, if they become stressed out by something, for example, if they become stressed out because they're in the coop all the time because it's winter and it's cold, there's snow on the ground, and your goal is egg production, giving them pumpkin might help them lay better. Obviously, again, this has not been tested. This is largely conjecture on my part. However, who knows? You know, it won't hurt them, obviously. It'll only help them, and you might get the added benefit from that, all right? So that is a little bit interesting thing about pumpkin that maybe you didn't know, and that may help you out over the winter. Now, the other thing about pumpkin is that it's full of vitamin C. And as we all know, as winter comes along and immune systems go down, having vitamin C, a lot of vitamin C available, will only help you stay healthy, will only help your chickens stay healthy. So, you know, pumpkins, one cup of pumpkin has 11 milligrams of vitamin C in it. That's a lot of vitamin C, guys. So, going ahead and adding pumpkin to your chicken's diet as a treat, not necessarily as the diet itself, can help boost the amount of vitamin C that they have available to them in their system, which might help them be healthier, which will definitely help them be healthier, and might help them fight off any sort of illnesses that they've been exposed to, that they might otherwise, you know, succumb to because it's winter and they're not eating as well and, you know, everyone's cold and they have to work to keep the body heat up. You get the point. All right, so pumpkins full of vitamin C, a good thing. Now, the final reasons why pumpkins are great for your chickens are the seeds. Now, we've touched in previous podcasts about how the seeds might be a good natural dewormer. There's really no evidence of that, but again, it's not going to hurt your chickens to feed it to them, and it might actually help them. The other thing about pumpkin seeds, and if you give pumpkin seeds, you only want to give raw pumpkin seeds. Don't give anything that's been that's got salt on it or any other sort of spices on it. Definitely only plain, raw, or cooked, unsalted pumpkin seeds. The salt, if you give them salted pumpkin seeds, it might mess with their electrolyte balance and all that sort of stuff that can cause all sorts of problems. So definitely unsalted. But whether or not it will actually help deworm them is sort of debatable. But the bottom line is that the seeds themselves provide a point of interest for your chickens. It's a treat. They get to scratch and dig for them. They get to hunt for them in their own little chicken way. And so it brings them joy simply because it's a treat and it's something for them to do. And especially in sort of like the duller, darker days of winter when, you know, December, when, you know, there's nothing on the ground for them. They're trying to look for bugs and the bugs have all gone into hibernation. Something like pumpkin seeds can definitely make their day. So go ahead and give them the pumpkin seeds. Make sure that they're small enough for them to actually be able to swallow correctly so that they don't choke on them. Definitely leave them unsalted. Raw is best because then they're going to get also the benefits of the pumpkin from it. You know, as we all know that there's going to be pieces of the pumpkin left in the seeds. So definitely go ahead and feed pumpkin seeds. They will get a blast out of them, guys. Now, let's quickly touch on safely repurposing pumpkins. Now, the bottom line with this is you want to make sure that the pumpkins have not been painted. If they have been painted, you want to take that paint off by, like, you know, pulling the peels off if part of the pumpkin has been painted, the meat itself has been painted, definitely cut that out. You want to make sure that they're only getting, you know, the pure pumpkin itself, that you don't want them getting anything else because it's not safe for them. It's not safe for you. You don't want it in their systems. Okay. So only pumpkins that have been not painted. Now, the other thing to remember is that if you find, for example, like a neighbor gives you a pumpkin and it's partially broken, totally okay. The pumpkins don't have to look perfect. And every year we have people who say, hey, you want my pumpkin? And some kid has smashed it and it's totally open. And, you know, maybe there's some dirt on it. Maybe there's not, but it's totally okay to feed the pumpkin to your chickens. Just make sure that if you do get them from someplace, you know, that's not you, make sure that you know where they're coming from, that you know what the source is, to make sure that there's nothing sort of poison or anything on them. People are weird. Let's just face it. But the pumpkin doesn't have to look perfect. It just has to be clean and edible to your chickens and safe for them to eat. Okay. So let's talk quickly about where to find pumpkins. Okay. Now you have your own pumpkins, obviously, that you can repurpose, or your gourds, you know, pumpkins and gourds, you know, fall under the same category, but you can also ask your neighbors. You can ask local shops. A lot of shops right now, you know, they have the fall displays. After October 31st, nobody wants the pumpkins anymore. You can just walk right in there and ask them, especially if you know the people. I mean, if you know your neighbors, if you know the shop owner, they're probably more than happy to donate them to you. Every year, I mean, every season, guys, we get somebody who offers us something like watermelons, pumpkins, apples, you know, corn is a big one. They offer it to us because they know we have animals that will eat it, and they don't know what to do with it. They don't want to clean it up. They don't want to, you know, we scored like 2 tons of corn last year simply because the farmer that raised the corn and harvested it didn't want to clean it up. One of his people had spilled the corn everywhere. He said, if you clean it up, you can have it. So it's the same thing with pumpkins. You know, if your neighbors don't want them anymore, if you shops don't want them anymore, that is definitely a good source for it. And after a while, you start to get the reputation as the person who will take pumpkins. And believe me, guys, I can't say your neighbors, but my neighbors, at least the people in my area, they're always looking for a place to dump their stuff. Whether it's they're looking for a place to take in their animals that they can't keep anymore, they're looking for a place to dump food that they don't want anymore, that they don't want to clean up. We had a guy last year give us like literally a truckload of watermelons. It was actually this year, and we're grateful for it. Don't get me wrong. We're absolutely grateful for it. But you know, people will look for a place to bring stuff that they don't know what to do with and they don't want to get rid of it. So you know, this person very generously offered us, it had to have been at least 1,000 pounds of watermelon. It was so many watermelons. We fed them to our chickens. We fed them to our pigs. So that being said, eventually you will become the place where everybody will naturally come to you and be like, hey, you want this pumpkin? You want this gourd? You want this corn? Especially if you live in a small town. So, you know, you can ask people. So how do you ask for it, right? That's the question. Now, what I do is I just go up to people. Maybe I know, maybe I don't. Maybe I've overheard a conversation and I just say, you know, are you looking to get rid of it? Do you want to keep it anymore? Or, you know, and they say, well, yes, or they say no. If they say, you know, come and get it, I just go up there and get it. And I get it, you know, when it's appropriate or when it's a good time for them. Let's put it that way. And if they say they want to keep it a bit longer, I say, okay, that's fine. Just, you know, let me know that when you do want to get rid of it, because I have animals that will enjoy it. And I just point out that it's for the animals, that I'm not looking to gain anything off of them. But if they're looking to throw it away and, you know, they want to, you know, donate it to my animals, people are always happy to do that. Now, the other place that you can score pumpkins, and we're going to talk about two things with this, actually. This time of year, it's October 31st today. Tomorrow, if they have not gone on sale already, tomorrow the pumpkins will all go on sale. I got like 100 pounds of gourds, guys. It had to be more than that. I got it for $5 because the store in our area, and these were heirloom pumpkins, quote unquote heirloom pumpkins, which are just, you know, funky looking pumpkins. They call them heirloom just to like, you know, sell them faster. But these things were going for $7 last week. They are now going for $1 each. Okay. So I got all these gourds and all these pumpkins for $5, and I fed them to my chickens. I fed them to my pigs. And I'm going to go back for more. I can only get so many that day because of space limitations in my cart. But now is the time of year to go out and hit the sales. You can store the gourds, the pumpkins, for quite a while. How long is going to depend on the, you know, pumpkin itself and how the farmer, you know, harvested them and dried them out and preserved them himself. So I can't really tell you how long they're going to be good for, but they're going to be good for quite a while. And so now is the time to go ahead and stock up. You know, if you have a flock of 5 chickens, go out and buy, you know, 10 of these things, it's going to last you, you know, a month or two. You definitely want to make sure that if you cut the pumpkin in half, you do refrigerate it just to make sure it does last a little bit longer. But if, you know, if you have 5 chickens, if you have more than that, you're going to go through more than that, obviously. We go through like 1 pumpkin a day. Now, the other thing you can do is starting tomorrow or maybe the week after, start to talk to the produce manager at your local supermarket. And when you do this, I recommend like smaller mom and pop places. I don't recommend big stores like Walmart or anything because they have their own legal issues with that. But smaller mom and pop stores, go ahead and talk to the produce manager and ask them what they're planning to do with the pumpkins. A lot of the times they just throw them away. Okay. So sometimes they will, you know, be happy to donate them to you because of your animals. And I would absolutely point out that it's for your animals and it's not for you. You don't plan to eat them. It's for your animals. But the person you want to talk to in any grocery store is going to either be the manager or the produce manager. Talk to anybody else. They're going to refer you to those people. So definitely only talk to, in my opinion, you should only talk to the produce manager, but you might need to talk to the manager of the store themselves if there is no produce manager or if you think the produce manager might not go for it. Sometimes they want to check with their boss. And I would definitely make sure that they have cleared it with the person above them. We had a situation once where for a year, we were getting the produce from a local grocery store. Well, then one day they switched the produce manager. And next thing I know, they didn't want to give us the food anymore. It was for our pigs, pretty much. And they knew it was for our pigs. You know, we always fed it to our pigs. They didn't want to give it to us anymore, but they didn't want to tell us that. So it turned into this passive aggressive situation. And finally, we were just like, well, you know, we're done. So it just turned into a situation where they clearly were not comfortable giving it to us anymore. So we just stopped asking for it. But the reason for it is that nobody had actually cleared it with the store's manager and with whoever was above the manager. Nobody actually cleared it with them. So you definitely want to make sure that everything is, you know, squared away, that it's okay that you do that. There are certain stores out there that I know actively look to, you know, repurpose their vegetables and fruits that they can't throw away. I won't tell you what they are because I don't know if I'm allowed to do that, but there are stores out there. So you can go ahead and ask at your local store. Again, just make sure that everything is copacetic and that everyone's on the same page. It just makes your life simpler. If you don't want to go through all that, just go ahead and buy the pumpkins when they're on sale. In my opinion, that's probably the simpler way to do it. Life just gets much easier and you don't have to worry about any of this stuff. Now, the question next comes to how to safely feed these to your chickens, okay? Basically, what I like to do is I like to cut the pumpkin in half and then let them scratch through it. If you cut it into chunks, you kind of run into a situation where they might not be able to eat as much because they can't claw through it. They might try and swallow the chunks and that could lead to choking. So what I like to do is simply just cut it in half and let them go at it. They'll, you know, be able to dig through it and peck at it and do their own thing. The smaller chunks, they have a harder time pecking at and they can't dig through them. So that's just how I do it. And that's how I recommend you do it. When it comes to the seeds, just go ahead and, you know, cut it in half. The seeds are there. Let them go ahead and eat the seeds. And definitely make sure that there's no paint on it or anything. If you get it from a store, you might want to go ahead and wash it first very, very well, just to make sure that there's nothing on the outside that can harm them. Now, very quickly, let's get into the fall coop spray, okay? So we're going to talk a little bit about essential oils here. And I thought that this would just be like a nice little way to end this episode with giving you guys a way to continue to celebrate the season. And, you know, with Thanksgiving coming up and everything, you might want to go ahead and start making a fall coop spray. Now, the other thing about this is that it is going to help cleanse your coop, okay? So it does actually serve more than a purpose of just smelling nice. So now the essential oils I'm going to recommend to you are clove, cassia, ginger, and wild orange, and use them all in one drop each and go ahead and dilute it in water. Now, the clove essential oil has cleansing properties in it. The cassia is like cinnamon, so it'll give you that sort of cinnamony smell, you know, that really good cinnamony smell. The thing about the cassia is that it can be strong when inhaled, so that's why you want to just dilute everything in water, okay? So I would go with one drop each in about, you know, maybe a half gallon of water. That'll be more than enough. The thing about essential oils is that it doesn't sound like a whole lot. You know, it sounds like a whole lot of water and not a whole lot of essential oil. Every morning I actually drank water with a drop of lemon essential oil in it, and it is extremely powerful. So all of those together in a half gallon of water is going to be more than enough cleansing properties for your coop. And it's going to be enough of a scent for your coop as well. And you definitely want to make sure that you include the wild orange, because again, that is also a powerful cleanser. So, you know, you just go ahead and mix everything together, shake up your bottle, go ahead and spray it in your coop, and that'll go ahead and act as a really wonderful coop spray with really powerful cleansing properties. Okay, guys? So that is the end of this episode of What the Cluck. I hope you've enjoyed it. I hope that is giving you some idea of how to celebrate the fall season, as well as how to safely repurpose pumpkins for your chickens. Now, just to quickly recap, pumpkins are healthy because they're full of vitamin A, they're a good source of fiber, they're a great source of beta carotene, which is for those orange yolks, and they're a really good source of vitamin C. So thanks for listening to this episode. I do want to encourage you that if you are interested in the essential oils, to go ahead and check out my page at thefrugalchicken.com/doTERRA. I do partner with doTERRA when it comes to the essential oils. And the reason for that is I believe that their essential oils are the best in the market. They're the ones that I stand behind. If you do want some information about how to save quite a bit of money on them, go ahead to my page at thefrugalchicken.com/doTERRA for more information. Thanks for listening to this episode of What the Cluck, and I'll see you next time.